Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Students of all ages are returning to school in the next few weeks, and along with them are all of the administrators that make schools work. One of those is Bennington College President Mariko Silver. She's been at Bennington College for just over a year, having taken over from longtime President Elizabeth Coleman. President Silver joins us now to talk a little bit about how she's planning on moving Bennington forward. Welcome to the program.
Jane, thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. It's so great to have you. So, President Silver, you actually started last July, I believe. You had an induction in April, but you actually sort of started the job in July. Is that right?
Yes, we moved up here August 8th last year.
So the previous president had been there for 25 years. How difficult is it to come in after somebody who's had that kind of longevity and has a legacy at the school?
I wouldn't put it in terms of difficult. There are a lot of organizations, whether it's a big corporation, a college, a nonprofit, where people come in after someone who's been at the helm for a long time. And I think it's a moment full of opportunity. It's a moment full of opportunity for new ideas, for building on success, and for really bringing a fresh perspective to a venerable institution.
Well, let's talk about your perspective. Prior to taking the job at Bennington, you worked at Arizona State University, which is quite a bit larger than Bennington. Before that, you were at Columbia University, and even before that, at the Department of Homeland Security. So how are you bringing that experience into the job?
Right. As you say, my experience is mostly in very large organizations. At ASU in particular, it's the largest public institution of higher education in the country. People ask me a lot how that experience is translatable to what we do here. And one of the things that I found at ASU is that the mission, the core mission of all higher education institutions remains the same. It is to generate new knowledge and to share that knowledge with students and to encourage those students to generate new knowledge themselves. What attracted me to Bennington from ASU is that Bennington is so intensely focused on those things, so intensely focused on the student and the student experience and the teaching experience. And I don't think that that's something that we have as broadly distributed in the U.S. as it should be. And I wanted to come to somewhere where I really knew that that was the focus, that the institution and the teachers were truly dedicated and doing it right. Because if you're not doing that, then the rest is all window dressing.
Well, Bennington's role from its founding was to be really a laboratory for testing ideas, to be on the cutting edge of education. So not just educating its students, but really working to be creative in how that's done. So how do you aim to further that idea?
That's exactly right, Jane. And that's part of the reason, for example, that for our entire history, we've always had what we call fieldwork term. In today's parlance, it's internships and jobs. But we've always had it. Students go out in the world for 7 weeks every year in the winter to places as far-flung as Nepal and as close as Bennington and Burlington to work, and then they integrate that work experience into their education. That was part of the original thinking of Bennington. Also part of the original thinking, which is still cutting edge in many ways, though we continue to build on it, is the fact that every student here builds their own educational trajectory in close collaboration with an advisor and then also a committee of faculty members. And so as we build on that and we build towards the what I would call, in a sense, the highest form of higher education, which is really understanding the individual student, what that individual student needs and wants, and how to get them there.
What does having an individual plan and an individual idea for your own education do for a student that would be different than, say, a traditional liberal arts institution where you have a set of prescribed classes that you have to take or a range of classes? Why is that better at Bennington?
I think every student is different. I mean, just look at the people you know in your life. Would you expect that every kind of engagement that they have should be the same and that they should have the same result? What we're able to do at Bennington is really pay attention to those individual students, really understand what drives them, what's missing in their knowledge, where they want to build, where their real creative trajectory is, and to foster that. I went to a college that had what in many places called distribution requirements. I had a traditional major. I was a history major. I think I got a wonderful education, but I also think there are many things I missed and missed out on doing because I didn't have that kind of personalized attention. I didn't have somebody really talking to me on an ongoing basis who was a member of faculty, who was a practitioner out in the world, doing the kinds of things that I wanted to do, mentoring me and talking with me about what kinds of classes I needed to take in order to build the skills, build the knowledge that I wanted to take out into the world and make a difference. I didn't get that until I got out in the working world and found a mentor. And finding a mentor is not so easy, as I think many of your listeners probably know, that finding the right match, and it's a skill, actually, to find a mentor and get someone to work with you in that way. And that's part of what you learn in an environment like Bennington.
Bennington College is, though, a very expensive school. If you add up tuition, room and board, and fees, that's over $60,000. I understand that 95% of your students receive some sort of financial aid, but Bennington doesn't have a large endowment. So how are you funding that aid to students if you do any scholarships?
We do a large number of scholarships. Actually, the average grant or scholarship award is about $25,000, between $25,000 and $26,000 a year. So you can do the math on what that means the net price is. And colleges are expensive. All colleges are expensive these days. But as you say, not everybody pays that full ticket price. It's related to how much you can afford to pay and how much your family can afford to pay. Our focus on the individual that we use in the classroom translates also to everything we do administratively. So we really try to understand the individual student's financial situation and make as much possible for them as we can financially.
And you're able to do that despite not having a large endowment?
Well, obviously, if somebody wanted to give us an enormous endowment, that would help. And that's how places like Harvard and Yale are able to give financial aid. We raise significant amounts of money on a year-on-year basis to provide financial aid, and we've been always very successful in doing that. People are incredibly generous because they want, whether it's alumni or members of the community, they see the value of the Bennington education, and they want people to have that opportunity.
So, President Silver, I know that I'm giving you a Herculean task right now because we have 30 seconds left for you, but I'm curious because presidents are often chosen to steer the ship in a different direction. So what tack are you taking?
Well, we are putting a lot of effort into engaging alumni and the Bennington community, both Bennington, our local community, and the Bennington College community that spread throughout the world. There's a real hunger and interest, whether it's alumni like Jonathan Lethem or Deborah Borda, who's the head of the LA Philharmonic, used to be head of the New York Philharmonic, Holly Block, who's the executive director of the Bronx Museum, and lots of amazing local alums, of a lot of interest in getting involved, and that's what we want to do.
Mariko Silver is the president of Bennington College. Great job in the 30 seconds I gave you. I appreciate that. And thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thanks so much for having me, Jane.